Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know you said you just got in yesterday, so still early.
Yeah.
But who in the clubhouse right now in Major League Camp, if you've got to ask a question, got to figure out, like, where do I go for this? What's going on? Who's the first guy you're going to?
First guy? I mean, being around these guys, I was up for a couple games last year for spring training. So being around them, it's pretty easy to go up to someone, you know, anyone in the clubhouse, really, and ask them, you know, where am I supposed to be, whatever. Because it's just a great atmosphere in the clubhouse. And, you know, I got to see that last year in spring training a little bit. And then, you know, the fan fest, everyone was together and all that stuff. So it's easy to talk to anybody here, for sure.
Absolutely. How much have you been gravitating towards your buddy Matthew?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no gravitating. It's just kind of we're already together, and they put us together next to lockers. And so, yeah, we're playing this whole best friends thing out for sure.
I mean, how incredible is that? Like, thinking about just in any career, no matter what you're doing, your best buddy you grew up with, you suddenly get to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that like?
It's crazy. You know, when it happened, he kind of knew he was getting traded. They told him a little bit, but he didn't know, like, who he was going to or anything. So he, you know, found out later that evening on the day he got traded, called me right away. And just kind of something we had talked about before after getting drafted, like after the first year, first off season, we talked about it a little bit. Like, man, that'd be cool to be on the same team, you know, like, but we didn't think it was going to happen, at least not this soon in our career. So we're definitely super excited about it. And, you know, living together, it's, you know, we can bounce things off of each other whenever we want. Whereas, you know, if he was still with the Rays, we'd be a phone call away, but still, you never know. If one of us is busy, now we're together.
Is there anything is like Shilk gonna have to watch out? You know, like in school, like if you sit next to your best friend, you kind of get distracted, you're like goofing off a little bit. Shilk gonna have to worry about that at all?
Not with us. I mean, we've always, from a young age, been, you know, determined and kind of picking each other up and pushing each other. I mean, there were times where we were 12, 13 years old, riding our bikes at 6 in the morning to go work out, like 3-4 mile bike rides. So we've always been kind of like two peas in a pod, I guess you could say, as far as, you know, pushing each other. We want the same goal in the end. Obviously, win championships, become all-stars, you know, everything that you wish for and dream of as a little kid. So I think it's definitely going to be a benefit to both of us.
Who's getting, let's say you guys, I mean, there's a chance, Shilder, whoever's going to set it up, that first live BP is going to be you and Matthew.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that moment?
Definitely. Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. You know, they'll probably get it on video. I'm sure someone here will get it on video. But, yeah, we're gonna have to do something good. We can't go out on a strikeout or a walk or something like that. We gotta make sure it ends up good.
You're saying you've gotta make sure it ends up good.
Yeah,
you gotta get the better.
I guess so, because I need to put the bat on the ball, exactly.
I'm sure you guys have faced each other enough in the backyard and everything like that, but when you bring it out to a level like this, I know it hasn't happened yet, but when it does, give me an idea of how cool it is to share a field, a professional field, spring training complex with Matthew.
Yeah, it's awesome, and you know, playing behind him since I was 5 years old, really, it's always been like, that's my best friend on the mound, and I'm gonna, you know, do whatever I can to help him and not let runs cross the plate, you know? So having him step on the mound, go to the gym, you know, go to the backfields and practice, you know, we're always gonna be right there just making sure we're doing the right things, and I think that's honestly going to progress our development, if you will, a little quicker.